And continue on the Yud Zayin and Beis and Bava Basra, Regla Yachma. Just to recap, the Gemara quoted a Machlekes Abaye and Rava regarding the question of whether one is permitted to dig a bore right up against the boundary between him and his neighbor. Abaye is the one who says you're allowed to, and Rav is the one who says you're not allowed to. You have to be marchik when you dig this bar. The case we're dealing with is definitely a case where there's currently no bar on the other side. However, whether we're dealing with a case where there's going to be a bore, there's likely going to be a bore on the other side, whether the field on the other side is the type of field that's going to require a bore, that's actually a machlokas between two girsas of this machlokas of Ayin Rava. Are we dealing with such a case or not? Is there machlo? Does there machlokas concern a case where the field on the other side is going to have a bore due to the type of field that it is, or not? So the first version held that in a case where it's a field that's going to have a bore, it's a sada asuyla bayrais, and all agree, there's no machlokas, all agree you're not allowed to dig a bore right up against the border. The machlokas of Ayin Rava concerns a case where the field on the other side is not particularly designed to have a bore. And in that case, Abaye holds that you're allowed to. You don't have to be concerned that maybe he'll decide on his own to make a bore. Rava holds, even in this case, you're not allowed, because he may also decide to make a bore. Second version said, okay, that in a case where the field on the other side is not specifically designed to have a bore, then all agree you're allowed to be somech. Even Rav is mask. Chlokas is talking about a case where the field on the other side is designed in such a way, it's a type of field that will probably need a bore. Abaye holds, nevertheless, you're allowed to be somech. Put your bore right up to the border. Rav says you're not allowed. He's probably going to make a bore on the other side. So you're not allowed to put your bore so close that it will be hazardous to his eventual bore. Those are the two versions of the Machlokas Abaye and Rav. So the Gemara continues in the middle of the page, across from the Tosfos Lamai. Gemara says like this: tonight we learn in our Mishnah, Lo yachbar bor samach lebaro shel chavero. Person cannot dig a bor next to the bor of his friends. The Mishnah is talking about this, but there's already a bor on the other side. So we make a diak. Taima, the reason the Mishnah requires him to distance his bor is only because lachara the ik a bor. Because right now there's a bor on the other side, you're going to damage his bor if you dig a bor too close. So like a bor, saymech mashma implies that if there's no bor on the other side right now, then it would be mutter to be somech. So let's see how this impacts, how this fits in the Chokas Abaye and Rava, depending on which version you're in. So the Gemara says like this: Vishlama lahach lishna diyamar Vishlama, according to the version that says, if the field on the other side is not particularly designed to have a bar, so this is actually the second version the Gemara said. So Bishlam, according to the second version, that holds that if the field on the other side is anus yilibaris, all agree it could be saimech, you could dig your bar right up to the border. So then there's no kash, then there's no problem, because we'll say like this, Masnisin Visadash Enes Yilibairis. Therefore we'll say that a Mishnah which says that you're not, which implies that you don't have to be marchik if there's no boar on the other side. So that's talking about what case, Masadash Enes Yilibairis. So it fits with all the opinions, as long as we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the field on the other side does not require a boar. It's not designed particularly to have a boar. So it fits with all the opinions. Everyone agrees in this version. It could be somich in this case. So it fits with the implication of the Mishnah. Lahach Mishnah, the Amr Besad, the Shein, Yasu, the Baras. But according to the version, that in a case where the field on the other side is not going to have a boar, it's not designed to have a boar, pligi that they argue, even in that case, and that Rava, even in that case, says you're not allowed to be somech. So now we have a problem, because Mishlam and Abaye, Nicha. So it's Mishlam according to Abaye. So then the implication of the Mishnah that in this, that if there's no boar, you're allowed to be somech, so it's going to fit with Abaye. So that's what Abaye holds. And the Rav Akasha. But according to Rava, it doesn't fit, because Rava holds that Rava in version number one holds even if you have a sadr which is not a Svi Lavoros, you can't be somech. So the Mishnah is a kasha on Rava in version number one. So the Gemara answers, Amar lach Rava. Rava would say back, Ha itmar Allah. We explained in this Mishnah, and we're referring to something that we mentioned in the beginning of the Gemara. Rabbi V'Yitamer of Yehuda, Mikosel Baro Shaninu. We explained earlier that we noted that the Lashon in the Mishnah, the peculiar change in the Lashon that we began with the Lashon of Bor, referring to the neighbor's Bor, and we changed from that Lashon to the Lashon of Akosa. We seemed to switch the case in the middle. And we explained the reason for this change in Lashon is in order to indicate to us that just as this person now is digging a boar, next to his neighbor's field, which already has a boar, just as he's required to be marchik to Yitvachem and Visad Visid, the Mishnah is indicating, by referring to the kosa boar of the neighbor, that the neighbor himself was required to be marchik. So, Gemara is going to say that based on that diak, based on that inference we made, there's actually no kasha on Rava, on version, even in version number one.